From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tax exemptions for private universities have long been a source of tension between the schools and the cities where they're located. One of the latest of these town gown disputes is in Illinois, where Northwestern University has filed a lawsuit against the upscale Chicago suburb of Evanston. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Evanston is best known, perhaps, for Northwestern University and for the grand homes that line many of its lakefront streets. In the late 1990s, a small group of preservation activists, including Judy Fiss, began a push for a new historic district that would include a number of Northwestern properties.
So let me tell you a little bit about the district as we're driving so I don't miss anything.
As light snow falls, Fiss turns on her car's windshield wipers and begins to enthusiastically point out buildings and single-family homes, Tudors, Italian Renaissance, bungalows.
This is almost my favorite house, this little gray and white one. It is the only stick style where they used very carefully planned little shingles and little, you can see how the little pieces of wood that are right above the windows, they're on angles. It's a real craftsman created that house.
This is another building in the historic district, Northwestern's Blomquist Recreation Center, a one-story concrete facility that was built in the 1970s. Junior Jeff Dees referees intramural basketball games here.
It's basically a real standard gym.
There are two basketball courts, a fitness center, an area for karate and cheerleading practice. How does Dees describe it?
Nothing special.
That's the same argument Northwestern officials use when they say the gym and several other university properties don't belong in a historic district. Evanston City Council approved the historic district in 2000. Northwestern filed its lawsuit seeking to dismantle it shortly afterwards. Alan Kubich, vice president of university relations, says Evanston treated Northwestern differently from other property owners, ignoring the university's objections. In addition, Kubich says the restrictions of the historic district are just too onerous.
If we wanted to replace a fire escape on one of those old houses that is used as a faculty office building so that we, you know, have good safety, we would have to go through the Historic Preservation Commission to get approval to do that. To have to go through something that is really designed for residential properties just doesn't really work well.
Northwestern calls the historic district retaliation and a vindictive effort. A state charter exempts the school from property taxes. Evanston City Manager Roger Crum says the property tax issue, though, has been a sore spot. Crum says residents have complained for years Northwestern doesn't pay its fair share for fire protection and other services.
Property taxes in Evanston are extremely high because, as a total city, we have about 45% of our property off the tax rolls for various reasons. And therefore, the concern is that Northwestern University, as a prime landholder in Evanston, should pay more towards the local government.
Evanston is not the only city with such town gown issues. Abby Levine, a policy analyst with the National Council of Nonprofit Associations, says a number of universities, including Yale and Cornell, have just decided to pay up.
In Rhode Island, four of the colleges in Providence agreed to make a payment in lieu of taxes. Providence City will receive nearly $50 million over the next 20 years.
Evanston Alderman Arthur Newman says Evanston would like to work out a similar deal with Northwestern, but there's no way to force the university to do so. And he doesn't think the historic district would make life that difficult for the university. He says Northwestern's request for changes to buildings in another historic district have never been turned down.
We see this as basically sour grapes. They don't want to be subject to legislative authority that every other citizen or entity is. And they're trying to overturn a legislative judgment through the courts.
Despite the strained relations, Evanston and Northwestern officials say they do work cooperatively on a number of other projects. A compromise over the historic district may also be in the works when the Evanston City Council holds a special session to discuss the dispute tomorrow. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.